2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, let's get this going. It is, check your clock, 19:30 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And our sergeant of arms here is sitting right here on the blankie. Oh, you're having some fun blankie time? Yes, that's good for babies. The sergeant at arms is the very, very furry personage of my cat, Pippa, who was nowhere to be found approximately 30 seconds ago, and I thought, okay, good, this is a good time for me to get into some Dubious Goals Committee. And no, as soon as I started setting stuff up, yeah, guess who came along, started saying, yang, 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 I gotta do some kitty stuff, blah, blah, blah. So here we are. Doing kitty stuff on the blankie. When I wanted to be playing some musical instruments or something, but no. I got to take care of a kitty, because you're a good baby. Yes, look at your face. Oh, it's so fluffy. You have a kitty face. Right, so. Pippa has a kitty face. Guess what? The tree guys were supposed to come this morning and didn't. Yes, I have two trees that need trimming and a tree in my backyard that needs to be removed. I thought they were coming this last weekend, then yesterday I was told that they are coming today. So I perfectly expected to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to the sound of chainsaws and other heavy equipment, but I did not. I slept really well. I had a dream. I can't remember what it was now, because that was like 2 hours ago. But I don't remember what it was, but I remember that it was vaguely pleasant. Something good was happening. And then I woke up. Isn't that right, Peppa? What, you're not even doing the banky stuff properly now. Now the cat is just sitting here, purposefully trying to keep me from playing my musical instruments. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. So we'll get into that in a minute. And when I talk about musical instruments, I do, of course, refer to the fruitcake. The fruitcake tin instrument, which I'm sort of thinking about calling the fruitcake sitar. We'll get into that here in a bit, as soon as the cat leaves. So instead, what are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about this. I saw Bianca. Yes, I did. Who's Bianca, you might be asking? Bianca is my favorite actress who just hasn't broken through. She hasn't broken through in decades. Oh, let me explain. There is a television show on American Public Television called Cyber Chase. And sometimes Cyber Chase appears on other networks. And Cyber Chase is an animated television show starring the voice of Christopher, what's his name? You know, the guy who played Doc in the Back to the Future movies. He also played Jim on Taxi. You know, what's that guy's name? It's not coming to me right now. But it doesn't matter. He plays the voice of the bad guy, Hacker. Because you know how hackers are always the bad guys. So welcome to the bad guy club. We are, in fact, the antagonists. Everybody else needs to get over it. But I digress. I'm talking about Bianca. Now, Bianca is not a voice actor on the show. If you are watching Cyber Chase on a commercial network, you are never going to see Bianca, because Bianca, she's involved in the live action segments between the cartoon acts. And these are not played on commercial television, because this is when, you know, you would normally see a commercial. But since on American public television there are no commercials, they need to fill that time. And so they made these live action segments that are a couple minutes long that go between the acts of the cartoon, between the first and the second act. And in these entre-acts, in these between live-action little things, somebody, usually one of two characters, people, they reinforce the math lessons that are being taught in the cartoon. And one of these people, in the live-action segments of the show Cyber Chase, is a girl named Bianca. And there's a guy involved too, but I don't remember his name. I remember Bianca. Why? Because she's cute. Okay, bye, Pippa. Okay, we can get down to business now. So Bianca had this role, and Bianca was her the name of her character, and it is also her real first name. I looked her up at one point in time. This is a long time ago, more than 10 years ago. And I can't remember her last name. For some reason, I want to jump to Washington. Was her name Bianca Washington? Why do I think that? I don't know. But anyway, I have never seen her in anything else except for commercials. Every couple of years, I see her in a commercial and I say, "Ah, Bianca!" And I recognize her immediately because she's beautiful. She's this very, very beautiful woman. And she has natural hair, which is so rare these days. I should say she is a very beautiful African-American woman. And she has natural hair. And she has always had natural hair. And I don't know how old, if she was in her teens or early 20s when they made Cyber Chase, she's probably like 40 now, but she doesn't look any different or barely different at all. And I remember seeing her in a shoe commercial. And then a couple years ago, she was in a gasoline commercial. You know, she was just, it was one of those things advertising, I don't know, Shell gasoline or some other brand of gasoline. And she's standing at the gas pump putting gas in her car. And I was like, "Ah, Bianca!" And now I'm seeing her, within the last week or two, I'm seeing her in a commercial for Popeye's Chicken. She gets on a streetcar or a bus or something. She and her male companion get on a streetcar or something, and there's a band in the streetcar, and then there's that Popeye's woman with the chicken, giving people chicken, and they get on the streetcar, or maybe it's a bus, I don't know, and they hand her a piece of chicken. And I'm Bianca! So, you know, that's my story about recognizing an actress. An actress that I never see anywhere else. Why won't they give her a role? She's pretty good. I've seen her do stuff. Ah, tea drinking time. All right. What else am I doing here? Now that the cat has left, the cat is now sitting on top of my clothes dryer, looking out the window of the back door that's down here in the laundry room. And I might as well grab the fruitcake. So let's get that. Okay. So I have this tuned in a sitar type manner. Sa pa sa. Sa pa sa. Yeah, we're using Hindustani notation today just because we can. And I've spent about 45 minutes looking at this thing and thinking about it and practicing on it a little bit. So we've got about 45 minutes into it. And this is what I've got so far. Let's get this adjusted here. And we're going to put the microphone down here in front of it. And we're going to find my glass slide. And let's see if we can't make this sound, I don't know, vaguely Indian. So yeah, we're getting that kind of sound out of it, which is fun, which is very cool. I'm having a really good time, but I start thinking, what else can we do? What other fun stuff can we do with this? And regular listeners to this show will know that I have been thinking about putting other things on it to change the tone. And I talked about jingles, putting in some kind of analog, or not even analog, mechanical distortion. And so what I did was I took a tiny little jingle bell, a little small, I don't know, it's not even brass, I don't think, just cheap metal. I threaded it up on a piece of black thread, and I have a piece of tape, and we can stick that right to the head of this instrument. Or not to the head, but to the soundboard, except it's not a soundboard, and it's not a drum head, it's just, you know, the top of the instrument. So let's do that.
There's the little jingle.
I'm going to tape it right here. And now it sounds like this. Yeah, let's take that off there. That's a little too much. It's a little too much buzz. It's a little too much distortion. So I'm going to start thinking of other things that I can put on here. Maybe I need a little piece of wood, something softer sounding, or even a piece of paper. Because that metal-on-metal sort of rattle buzz just isn't so great. It's a little too much. And that's just one little bell. And it's just it's basically a jingle bell that's about a quarter inch in diameter. It's very small. A quarter inch being, what, 4 or 5 millimeters? I don't know. Call it 4. And so I started thinking, what else? What else can I do? Well, I did think of one other thing. Magnets. I got a couple of little neodymium magnets here, and I found that if I put them in various places on here, sometimes I can get a buzz, sometimes it won't buzz. Let's grab the magnets here. Yeah, that's a little more subtle, and that kind of depends on where I put the magnets, because the top of this thing, let's face it, is just one big, what's the word I'm looking for, Chowdhury plate, and if you put them on, these magnets on nodes or anti-nodes, it'll affect the vibrations, and that's a little bit too subtle, and you can move it around and you can find hot spots and stuff, but it's a little much. And then, last night, I was kind of messing around and I was doing some weird stuff up by the nut, and I realized, oh, you know, I could kind of mute it here. Maybe I should make a mute. So earlier today, not even a half an hour ago, I decided to make a mute. Now on stringed instruments, mutes usually go over the bridge, but since I don't have that kind of bridge, And I'm just messing around. I thought, okay, well, I'll make a mute and I'll put it up there by the nut where I was getting that interesting muted sound. And so what I did is I found, I'm going to experiment with this a little bit more. What I want is like some really thick but stiff felt. Oh, and that reminds me, I finally found my felt pick. Maybe we should get that out. But first, my mute. And I will make other mutes out of different stuff, but what I did is I have some foam core just laying around, and I took some thin foam core. I think it's 1/8 inch, however many millimeters that is, 3 millimeters. And I just cut a little rectangle about the size of the neck, and I cut 3 little slits in it. And so now I have this little mute that I can place over the strings up by the nut, and it mutes the sound.
So first, here's the sound without the mute. And now I will put the mute on. Okay, and now this is what it sounds like with the mute. Not quite as bright and brassy. And I kind of like that.
As you can see, it doesn't allow the notes to sustain very long. And I think that's interesting. It's a little buzzy, and I think it's just the paper that's coating this foam board. So what I'm thinking I want to do is I want to find some like stiff, thick felt and make a felt mute. Because I like the deadening effect. I just don't like that paper sound. You might not even be hearing it, but it's just one of those little things that annoys the hell out of me. So, isn't this fun? Yes, it is.
Okay, what's next? I suppose we should take this mute off.
Thing is, I'm so used to doing things like hammer-ons and pull-off techniques when playing a fretted instrument that I always keep wanting to try to do that with this, and it doesn't quite work. So now I've got this other pick. Actually, I wasn't using a pick previous to this. I was just using my fingernail because I never use picks because I don't like the way they sound. But I thought I want to try a felt pick, so I've got a felt pick here. And this felt pick is so old, it's not even funny. This felt pick is older than I am. It was given to me by my parents. And this thing is ridiculous. So,
grab the pick here. Here's the sound of my fingernail strumming the strings. Now here's the felt pick at the same velocity. Finger, felt, finger, felt. So you can see it's a little bit more muted.
That's a little subtle there. That one's kind of hard to tell the difference, but it is a little softer on the attack, which sounds pretty good, but on the other hand, you kind of need a sharp attack to get that really good resonating metallic sound that this thing has. So, yeah, that's a tonal weapon in my acoustic arsenal, the felt pick. But now I want to try another pick. And this is, I got to go out and get some decent guitar picks. Some Plectrum. Or Plectri. I don't know the plural of Plectrum. That is a Latin word. Somebody help me out here. Well, anyway, as you know, I don't play with picks usually. But I do have some picks laying around for playing the bass. These tend to be very thick picks. I don't have any thin guitar picks. And so I need to go to the guitar store or somewhere and find me some thin-type guitar picks to see if I like that sound. But I do have one pick here. I do not even know what brand it is. It's not a Dunlop. It says it's got a trademark on it. MB, I think. MB, Music Boys, or who knows. Let's see what it sounds like. Here's my finger. Here's the pick. Yeah, suddenly that attack gets sharper and everything is louder now. Let's see how it sounds. Let's play that raga again. Yeah, now I can't figure out how to position my hand. This is difficult. Okay, yeah, whereas I kind of like the sound, because that pick, it really helps bring out the high notes, and it really helps with some of the harmonics, but holding it is so unnatural for me that I can't figure out the position to put my hand in to get all the strings, as opposed to playing with my finger, and so it's complicated, and I'd love to get into it deeper, but I wasn't watching the clock, and now we've run out of time. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I'm just sitting here with my fruitcake sitar.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Call it on that.